In our previous year, we began a discussion of how Omer sells all its tzedaka. If somebody says he's giving tzedaka, b'shvil sheyichye b'ni, in order that my son should live, harei ze tzadik omer. And we quoted the question of Tosfos. The Tosfos asked the question that from here, isn't this a contradiction to what we learned in Pirkei Avos? And here from we see that we're allowed to do mitzvah amnas l'kabel pras, and we offered, Tosfos gave terutzim, and in our previous year we offered a number of terutzim to this question. But the truth of the matter is that the discussion that we're having really hinges on a very important issue. And that is perhaps tzedaka, or perhaps mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveroi, different than mitzvahs ben adam l'makom. Where mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveroi, the halacha is that you don't have to have kavana. Even if you didn't have kavana, just I did my friend a favor, I am mekayim a mitzvah. Whereas other mitzvahs, there you have to have kavana in order to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, many mefarshim say that that's why tzedakah is different than all other mitzvahs. And tzedakah, if I helped somebody else, even though when I helped them I had a personal motive, at the end of the day, this person was helped. And because at the end of the day this person was helped, the fact that I had an ulterior motive shouldn't make a difference. However, that's a nice pshat. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, there is Hilchot Tzedakah. In Yoredei, there's Hilchot Tzedakah. And we learn in Siman Resh Mem Zayin. And it's worth relearning these halachas. In Sif Bei says the Shulchan Aruch, La'olam ein odam ma'ani min tzedakah. Nobody ever got poor from giving tzedakah. V'loy davara, v'loy hezek, miskagel yodai. Nothing bad, not danger will come from giving tzedakah. Shnema, v'hoya mas tzedakah, the result of giving tzedakah, is shalom. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues. Kol merachem al aniyim. If somebody has rachmanos on poor people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachem alav. So when you learn the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch is, why is the Shulchan Aruch saying this? We don't find normally that the Shulchan Aruch teaches us what is the schar of mitzvahs. One could certainly suggest that the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that by tzedakah, as we're learning, as the Gemara here seems to teach us, you may have a motive in order to forgiving your tzedakah, a personal motive. And then continues the Ramah. V'yitena adam alibay, this is in Sif Gimel. We're always asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for panasah. And just like we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear our tefillas, we have to hear what the poor people are asking for us. A person should recognize things change. A person doesn't know what the future has in store, and he may end up, he or his children, grandchildren, that he may end up needing tzedakah. And therefore, says the Ramah, the kol merachem al acher merachem alav. So the Ramah also is very much seems to be saying, giving tzedakah with a motive is perfectly fine. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet, hatzedakah doiches exeris kashis. If chas v'shalom it was decreed on a person something bad should happen to him, the giving tzedakah could push that to the side. Or berov, and if a person nebuch is hungry, tatzlam amavis, it could save him from death, as we find k'mosh il at tzarfis. And the remark continues, v'ma asheris, it makes a person wealthy. And continues the remark, v'asol anasas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One may not test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki im b'dov azeh, only when it comes to tzedakah. Shenema b'chanuni b'azayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, test me. Im lo eftach es rubis ha-shamayim. That if you give tzedakah, I will be bountiful with you. V'yesha medafka b'nesinis maisam. Says, Grama, maybe that's only by giving maisar. Mutar l'nasas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can we test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Avaloi b'shat tzedakah. But not by other tzedakah. And if we look in the Bikki Yosef, here in the Shulchan Aruch, he says also the wonderful schar that tzedakah brings. He says, "Umechlal malus at tzedakah, what tzedakah can accomplish? Shahefeches midas hadin l'midas harachmin. If Chas v'Shalom somebody is supposed to have midas hadin on him, he'll have midas harachmin." And the pasuk continues that what if a person gives tzedakah, the Pekah Yosef continues, even if Chas v'Shalom he's done averus, the tzedakah still could protect him. Furthermore, he says, mitzvah tzedakah mi'ir ba'adam b'chol ha'shvua. If a person gives tzedakah, it protects him all the time. Ach mitzvah acheres, other mitzvahs, einim me'irim k'miyoyim echad. They only help you when you do the mitzvah. We look in the Pesachei Tshuva, and the Pesachei Tshuva says that we just learned that Ramah says that perhaps when may you give tzedakah, when you have an ulterior motive, that's only by Meiser, nowhere else. So the Pesachei Tshuva has a discussion. What about Meiser Ksofim? If somebody's giving Meiser Ksofim, why would be the halacha? And he quotes different opinions in the Achrayim if Meiser Ksofim are treated like Meiser as well. So from the Ramah, especially the way the Pesachei Tshuva explained, seems to be paskening. It seems that it's not so poshut that one may give tzedakah with a motive. That's the l'chatchila the way of giving tzedakah. It's only by perhaps maaser, and not even maaser ksofim, only maaser from produce. It's also interesting to note that if we look in Hilchos Pesach, we look in Pesach in Simen Tov Lamed Gimel Sifches, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have a wall in which chametz was stored and the wall fell down, you don't have to check for chametz under that area because they have to be scared there may be a snake. And maybe after you finish the bedika, you'll still be looking, and then you're not doing a mitzvah anymore, and therefore you may get hurt by the snake. But the question is, the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkot Lamed Vav makes the point. He says, why only after you finish? And what about while you're doing it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, a chiddush l'halacha. He says that if somebody is doing a mitzvah, and while he's doing the mitzvah, he has another motive. So the halacha is still the mitzvah protects him. So now, we're really confused. On one hand, from the Ramah it seems that only by Meiser, and maybe only by Meiser of Tvuah, are you allowed to have a motive. And here we're saying that you could be checking for chametz. And as long as, even though you have another motive, it's perfectly fine. Only because you finish the mitzvah, that's when your problems begin. So, how do you understand this halacha? So, on one hand, there's a very interesting discussion in the Sefer Ahavas Chesed. There's a Sefer that was written by the Chafetz Chaim, all about giving tzedakah, and all the halachas of giving tzedakah. And in Perek Chaf Gimel. In Perichov Gimel, Sif Beis, he goes into a discussion about giving tzedakah lishma. That's his issue. And he quotes the Gemara that we're learning, that you have to give tzedakah, that ha'ayim ha'sel zu tzedakah v'shul sh'yichi b'ni, ha'sh'ayim ben ayim haba, ha'reize tzad gomer. But he says, and he's also bothered with the question, that Tosfos is bothered with. How can we say that if somebody's doing a mitzvah with a personal motive, that should be considered the proper way of doing a mitzvah? And indeed, in the Haggah on the bottom, explains that, and there are two Haggahs that he says, that he speaks about, and both of them are very important points. In one Haggah, he says that the person who gives tzedakah, in our Gemara, is not the person whose only intent in giving the tzedakah was to have a personal motive. The person, of course, when he gave tzedakah, had the proper motive as well. But on top of having the proper motive, he also had a personal motive. So he says, and maybe this is how we could understand everything we're learning in our shir, that tzedakah, even though normally when you do a mitzvah you shouldn't have anything but l'shem shemayim, tzedakah is different. And by tzedakah, if you have a personal motive as well, then you're fine. But that doesn't mean that should be your only motive. You can have a personal motive and also a motive, but you also have to always have in mind l'shem shemayim. Then, in the other Haggah on the bottom, he has somewhat of a different approach. His approach there is that, of course, doing a mitzvah like tzedakah with a personal motive is a mitzvah. You can't take away it's a mitzvah. He says, but when a person does a mitzvah, there are two benefits that he accrues from doing a mitzvah. One benefit is ba'olam hazeh, and one benefit is ba'olam haba. So yes, ba'olam hazeh, if a person gives tzedakah, he accrues a benefit, like the Gemara says, we just learned the Shulchan Aruch together in Siman Reish Mem Zayin, the gevaldige schar that the mitzvah of tzedakah brings. But that doesn't necessarily accrue for him the schar of Olam Haba. And he says, a mashal, just like if someone is in the diamond business and he's polishing precious stones. So the more you polish it, and the more you make it beautiful, the more valuable it will be. So he says, of course, if you have a diamond and you haven't polished it, it has value. But can you compare the value, he says, of a diamond that's polished to the value of a diamond that's not polished? He says, that's pshat here as well. He says, yes, the Gemara is saying that if you give tzedakah with a personal intent, you'll have schar. But how could you compare that schar that if you had only the proper intent, that your schar would be so much greater? But then, going back into the Ahavas Chesed, and I don't have time to read the entire piece, it's very worthwhile to read, he says that we have to recognize there are all different types of people. And there are different motivations that cause other people to work. There are different motivations that cause other people to do different things. He says, as long as the motivations are fine motivations, then there's nothing wrong. And therefore he says, yes, there are Baruch Hashem people that give tzedakah, and their motivation in giving tzedakah is kula l'shem shemayim. Their motivation is kula l'shem shemayim. But there are people that can't be motivated to give tzedakah just that way. And those people who can't be motivated to give tzedakah that way, they should give tzedakah the way they can give tzedakah with a personal motivation. But he says, as much as he's now saying that, as we're learning, so now the Chafetz Chaim has really put it into a number of categories. He says a person who gives, to review, he says a person who gives tzedakah without any personal motivation, that person is giving L'Shem Shemayim, will not only have schar ba'olam hazeh, he'll have schar ba'olam haba, which is the main schar. Then he says the next madrega is that a person who's giving tzedakah, even if he has personal motivation, it shouldn't be at the expense of also always recognizing that he's doing this mitzvah, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Then the third is the person who you can only get him to do tzedakah if he'll recognize that he'll have some personal gain. He says, however, after all this is said, he says, "Ach zeh tzorach lizor." A person has to be careful that shloyasa hatzdaka v'chesed. He shouldn't do tzedakah v'chesed kedei l'spar ach tach b'zeh neged acherim. That his goal will be to be able to boast. Kimezeh mekalkel hamitzvah l'gamri. A person who gives tzedakah in order to use it as a vehicle to be arrogant destroys the mitzvah. El yizboinin ha'odam tamid. A person should constantly recognize she'akol ma'ashi yeshloi. Everything we have is ha'kol mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'kamoy d'ksiv k'mimcha ha'kol v'miyotcha nosn lo. But perhaps there's a whole different approach to this Gemara. And to introduce this approach, there's really two questions that we need to think about. The Gemara said that on one hand we see the giving tzedakah with a motive. And I'm the selzul tzedakah b'shvil sheyichye v'ni ha'reiz atzad the Gemara. And yet the Gemara said that we're not happy that Kaddish is considered the achmitz, that he wasn't what he once was because he started giving tzedakah with a motivation. And the Gemara answered, Habi Yisrael, Habu Mesayla. The Gemara differentiated between Jews and Achim. Asked the Mefarshim, the Gemara on Daf Gimel Mebeis said, Kairish Melech Kashem, and Rishayim said, why was he Melech Kashem? Because he did the right thing, and also because he was a Jew. He was the son of Esther. So if he was the son of Esther, asked the Mefarshim, so why are we saying that we're differentiating between Yisrael and Umas and Akum? Kairish wasn't an Akum. Kairish was a Jew. How do we understand this? So I saw that the Mefarshim, so some Mefarshim want to say that yes, he was a Jew, but he was a Mumer. And since he was a Mumer, he's not treated like a Jew. He doesn't have the din of Yisrael. That's one approach. There's another approach, which is very much connected to Gemara Masechta Kedushin, that if one's father is not Jewish and his mother is Jewish, is he considered a Jew, not considered a Jew? Shabina Rav goes with that approach. We're not going to discuss that in today's shir. It's not the subject of today's shir. But that's one question. So the Gemara wants to differentiate between Yisrael and Umas Olam. What? Where is there a different? Why is there a... Kairish was a Yisrael. And another question. People give tzedakah for many motivations. Yes, unfortunately, sometimes one's children are sick and he gives tzedakah b'shul sheyichye b'ni. But that's hopefully not the typical motivation. Our children should be healthy. So why from all the motivations that the Gemara could choose, that the Gemara specifically choose the motivation b'shul sheyichye b'ni? Of course, the pashat pshat, because what is more valuable to us than the lives of our children? But maybe there's another pshat. So there's an Aruch Haner. There's a beautiful Aruch Haner. If somebody comes and he works for someone, and he says, you know what? I'm going to do my job well. And the reason I'm doing my job well is because I want you to pay me my salary. I'm doing my job well because I want you to give me a raise. That's not the way to work. If every time you do something for your employer, you're always going to say, I'm doing it because I want to get paid well, what kind of worker are you? But if you say to your employer, I'm going to work well, and I want you to pay me well, because I want to be your servant for many years. I want to work for you for many years because I'm devoted to you. That's beautiful. Says the Gemara, Haimer, if somebody says, sell a Zulut Staka, I'm giving Staka, but you know why I want my son to live? I want my son to live so he can be an Oibed Hashem. I want my son to live so he can do mitzvahs. I want my son to live so he can learn Torah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's Tzadik Amar. Kairish. Yes, he was a Jew. As the Gemara seems to indicate clearly on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. But he didn't live as a Jew. So when he gave tzedakah, and yes, the Pasuk says that he gave tzedakah, or Metzalyan L'chaya Malka Benoi, that he and his children should live. But he didn't give that they should live as Oibdei Hashem. He gave that they should live their Elam Hazadig life, the Gashmistig life. You could give tzedakah with an intent. It matters what your intent is. If your intent is L'shem Shemayim, you want something, but you want something in order to be Oibed Hashem. I want Panosa so I can be able to do mitzvahs, that I should have Yishim Adas to be able to learn and do mitzvahs. I want my children to live and be healthy in order that they should be Oivdei Hashem. Yes, there was a personal motivation. But the personal motivation is a motivation that's so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since it's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's fine. But if the motivation is just for your own personal benefit, don't do mitzvahs for that personal motivation. And now we can maybe understand, and we pointed this out in our previous year as well. Rashi added words. Rashi, at the beginning of this piece of Gemara, Hareza Tzad Gomer Imrogel Bekach. And we offered an explanation what Rashi meant with Imrogel Bekach. But now we could maybe say a much deeper pshat in Rashi. You know what Rashi is saying? Not only Ha'oimer sell a Zulut Staka, Ha'reza Tzad Gomer, that there's nothing wrong that if you give Staka B'shul Sheyichya B'ni, says Rashi, Imrogel Bekach. That's what you should do. Be rogel in giving mitzvah that your son should live to be an Oivet Hashem. Because that's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. So now it's very gishmak. It matters what your intention is when you give the tzedakah. If your intention when you give tzedakah has in it an element that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that your children should be Oivet Hashem, that you should be Oivet Hashem, raise that tzedakah. Give the tzedakah with that intention.